Absolutely. Welcome to everyone on today's AP Rallo Beijing Events Organizing Committee on Tuesday the 19th of March at 0500 UTC. On today's call we have Holly Raich, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Pavan Budrani, Hong Sui and Yanis Lee. Apologies noted from Maureen Hilliard, happy birthday to Maureen, and Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. From staff we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Holly.
Thank you very much. There's going to be a very short meeting on halting. The outstanding things at first. When we have on the agenda, it's really just the committee updates and planning issues. We've got down about 15 minutes, and I think we can cover things off. The AP Rallo ALS introduction. Oh, I think that's a big Cheryl's dog who is okay. The one thing that I would like to just have people comment on, if people remember the email that Maureen sent talking about the showcase, and it was a fairly lengthy one. It was dated 18 March, and it's sent at 5:34. It talks about the showcase event, and Gisela, do you have any comments on it? Because what she's talking about, we've got the introductions that we finally agreed upon, which would include myself and Olivier and Fadi and Steve. But then apparently it will be followed by a roll call presentation, which is what she's calling it, introducing the 35 AP Rallo members. And after that, people can move into the foyer, but before that, that's actually happening in the ALAC room. And what she's saying, which is for the arrangement, is we are requiring a couple of display boards for draping with a material backdrop for posters and a screen for small data projectors we may need and small speakers. Now, Gisela, this was sent to you in mass. Can you respond to her with those? Oh, Edmund would like, yes. Oh, Edmund would like to respond. Can you respond to her, because that's just, those are the facilities that she's going to need for this event.
Holly Gisela here. I've made note that she needed the extension cords, multi-plugs in the foyer, and the screen, and as you said, the display boards with material backdrop. Now, I believe we're going to be getting cork boards. So I'm going to follow up with meeting staff to find out how many cork boards. Okay. And I need to follow up with Maureen on what she means by screens in the foyer, because I believe that we will more than likely have two screens in the foyer, but I'm not sure if they're going to be on separate AV systems, if we can run separate presentations on each screen. We'll have a limited amount of AV available.
I'm sure of that. And Cheryl, do you want to talk?
Yes, sorry, Cheryl here. Just with Gisela's reference to corkboards, if they're corkboards and they're sort of one of those sort of partition things to bin things to, depending on the layout, I know we had an envisage of a whole bunch of separate stations, but you can actually create an island as well, where you've got a central line of corkboard and your displays running on both sides of it. So, that, yeah, think of that when we get on the ground, you know, be able to reallocate some of that. And those will work for the wandering around and past parade setup. Sorry, Holly, thanks.
No, look, that's fine. Thank you, Cheryl and Holly, for the transcript records. I think what we're going to have to do is, so I appreciate the fact that you can just tic-tac with Maureen as to what we need. I think probably it's going to take all of us getting to Beijing, physically looking at what we're doing, and walking through what she has in mind, because we're trying to sort something out by emails, and I'm not sure. I think I know what she has in mind now. I'm not sure. So I just think that there's an action item for Gisela, you to follow up with Maureen. But then on basically the first day we all arrive in Beijing, I think what I would like to do is just have all of us get together for 5 minutes and walk through what she has in mind to make sure that on the evening it goes well. And Pavana, do you want to be part of it? And Edmund. Edmund, welcome.
I'm sure. I'm happy to be on it, and I guess Pavana and me and the team will help out there.
Okay. Look, and I think given that, you know, Dot Asia is going to be a presence there, I think maybe there's just going to be a very brief meeting of all of us, very informally, to go through what the showcase is going to look like, because I'm not sure how much more Maureen can do at this stage. Okay. Now, does anybody have any more suggestions on the showcase event? Because that's been one of the ones that still takes a bit of planning. I don't see anybody's hand. Okay. Oh, welcome, Renalia.
Holly,
you're hi.
Edmund. Edmund's hand up. Yes, Edmund, go ahead.
So, I'm not sure. Sorry for joining late, and I need to leave in about 5 minutes. But I'm not sure where we are in the agenda. I did want to bring up one item. I don't know whether this is the right time to do that.
But I couldn't hear you very well, but I did think you were asking where in the agenda. We're on the committee update. Now, the TA was AP Rallo ALS Introduction, and that's the sort of introduction that Renali and I were talking about, but that's the introduction to this. I'm not sure that
I just want to, in terms of the agenda, I'd like to bring up one particular point. We did have a short correspondence on a youth forum earlier in the planning phase. We haven't really followed up with it in the context of this planning. I would like let everyone know. Sorry.
Edmund, we can't hear you. Let's go on to capacity building. This is
Holly, this is Heidi.
Really? Yeah. Heidi, go ahead. Thank you.
Yes. This is just for Edmund and Pavan. And I'm aware that Edmund is probably dialing in. And if I could ask that people who are on who are not mute, please mute, because I can hear typing. What we do need for the showcase, though, and Pavan, perhaps you can work with Edmund and directly with the meeting staff, is that we would like to work directly with you on the catering, in terms of both the items that you'd like, the menu, as well as the budget. So that's something that we perhaps need to work with you relatively quickly on. Pavan, are you able to respond to that?
Yeah, sure. I think, Edmund, if you have anything to add to the, is it about the catering for the showcase?
Yeah, basically, could I just put Stacey Holfberg in touch with the two of you? And she's happy to work with the hotel on a menu. Can we go ahead and do that, please?
Okay. Yes, please. And Heidi, this is Edmund. Is my voice coming through better?
Yes.
So?
Perfect.
Great. So yes, I in an earlier email I included Heidi and Tanzanica to follow up on the sponsorship. I might have missed the response, but I haven't gotten the response from Heidi or Tanzanica yet. The idea is to support the catering and stuff. So I guess this is we're ready and happy to follow up on it. But we just need to know what to, you know, how to follow up.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is Heidi Edmund. Yeah. Sorry that Tanzanica has not yet responded. We have been in internal talks about that though, and I can state that Bill, meeting staff will work with you as you've requested. So the next step is basically just to put you in touch with the various meeting staff and work through all of that.
So
sounds good. So
we're
in business, I guess.
Yes. Thank you.
Yep. If the action item there is for Heidi, you and Edwin, do you want to work with Maureen at all on the refreshments for the showcase event?
This is Heidi. We'll be working with Edwin and Pavan, and very much, obviously, it's up to Edwin, but, Stacey is very happy to work directly with the hotel on a menu that will... we have enough food for everyone and be, you know, the food that the showcase should have.
Okay, that's fine. Good.
We'll make sure everyone have enough alcohol and food.
Thank you.
And the former is more important, I guess, which is the alcohol.
Nothing. I like the way you think, Edmund. That's Gerald.
Okay,
pull the transcript record. Just couldn't work that out.
Now, Rinalia, may I ask you whether there's anything else we have to talk about under A, which is the ALS introduction? I think that's being folded into the showcase event. Rinalia? Not talking. Edmund, you raised your hand again. Okay.
Sorry, I was muted. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yes. Go ahead.
I don't have anything to say in terms of the ALS introduction because I think there is a role.
Yep. Renalia, you've disappeared, but if that's okay, it's okay because the introduction that's happening for the ALS is something that Maureen has incorporated into the showcase event, and she's already told me what I have to do, so I'm taking orders from her. Edmund, you have your hand up? Go ahead.
Sorry for jumping in, because I need to leave, because for some reason I got the meeting time wrong. I thought it was an hour ago, and I need to go somewhere. But I did want to bring up what I was trying to say when my phone was breaking up earlier on. We brought up in the a little bit discussion about the youth forum. We haven't quite followed up with it, but I'm happy to report that that my team and the NetMission team has been working through all of that. In fact, we are now fully prepared kids from around Asia coming to Beijing, supporting for the plane tickets and also accommodation. That's all done. What we're looking back now is we haven't quite allocated rooms for them to actually meet up. So I'd like to maybe at the end of the agenda to come back to this. I won't be here, but Yanis will stay here. But perhaps at the end of the agenda to come back to this and see how or whether we could work on this.
Yep. Hong has her hand up, and I know that part of what she was doing was having a special meeting with the Chinese folk. And that's going to happen on this Thursday from 8 to 9:30. Now, at one point, that was going to be a larger event that Jack was going to help you with, but I don't think that's happening. But Hong, did you want to say something? Go ahead.
Yes. Well, I'm not going to talk about this Chinese AIS because it's all organized
okay.
and everything is done.
Right.
I want to comment on the Edmund's point about this youth forum, the young people's meeting. I can't see it on the general schedule published on ICANN website. But whatever form it will be in, and I'm ready to help. And I have a group of young people, that my students, are very enthusiastic to meet the Hong Kong or the other parts of the counterparts in Beijing. So Edmund, if you have any idea or Yannis, you need some local support, we are available. Yeah, back to you, Holly.
Holly,
Cheryl,
this is
here on
that. I just want to quickly respond.
Yes, Edmund, go ahead, and then Cheryl and Gisela also had her hand up. So,
okay.
Edmund and Cheryl.
Thank you, Hong, for the support, and we definitely will need it. In fact, we were just about to reach out to you, but reason why I brought this up is we need to figure out whether we could find rooms and how it would integrate into the ICANN schedule, whether it is official or it would be a side event. That is, we are going through that details. In the last couple of months, we have been trying to figure out how to get the people there first, especially outside of China, and we have identified the sponsors who are willing to make it happen. So it's I'm glad to report that is happening. Now we need to figure out the local and the venue details. And thank you so much, Hong, for volunteering to help. And it would be great to have your students join the activities as well. So with that, I really need to run to another conference that I am speaking at. So I apologize for running off like that. But Yannis will stay on the call and also Pavan will stay on the call.
Okay, thank you. Cheryl, and then I will make a comment. Cheryl,
thanks, Holly. Cheryl, for the transcript record, and it goes directly to what Edmund was just speaking about. I just wanted to raise it to all of our attention that the not-for-profit, the NPOC part of the non-commercial stakeholders group is running in Beijing a youth forum.
Oh, really?
They have put out a call, and I will find the email. It was only in the last week sometime, asking for suggestions on youth speakers for their panel. So I wanted to raise it at this meeting to try and ensure that we weren't tripping over each other and that whatever we did would be complementary. So I'll pass that on to Heidi, and I'll sort of let Heidi be that interface. I think that's probably the best.
That would be fine. Thank you. Yannis, you wanted to speak? Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to echo to what Cheryl said about the NPOC. Yes, we are aware of that, and actually the NetMission team were already invited to be on their panel, so
terrific.
I think we're in contact with them.
Now, Yannis, I shouldn't have even wondered that you weren't on top of it.
Now, Yannis, may I ask one question? Is this going to be merging into one event, or is it still two events?
Actually, that's still two events. I think the youth forum that Edmund has mentioned is somewhat another event that we want to incorporate with for the capacity building of the AP Rallo thing, I guess. And then actually, we, as Edmund mentioned, we have already done with all the logistics, for the students, for the participants, and also their accommodation, and we just have to look for the venues and see how we can put in the ICANN official schedule.
Okay, I would suggest you probably need to work with Heidi. The official schedule has already come out. So
yeah.
I think that Heidi's raised her hand. Heidi, go ahead.
Yeah, Giannis and Edmund, if you're still on the call, I just wanted to double-check that you have been in touch with Nora Absuaki about this. I think she's sent you several messages, and I'm happy to take this, you know, offline just to move this forward.
Yes, sure.
Okay, I was going to say, please, you're going to have to work with Heidi and with ICANN because we're rapidly running out of space and time. If you're looking at just the Beijing events, given that the schedule was there, and you may want to work with Maureen because she has been working with the capacity building and with Janice, and there may be some synergies there that you can work with her to make sure that you can fit in with what she's doing. You thought, could you possibly, I mean, Heidi, do you think that would work as well?
I'm sorry, this is Heidi. Could you repeat that, Holly, please?
Yeah. At one stage, one of the things that Maureen was talking about is with the newcomers possibly having, and I don't know if a newcomer is just capacity building or not. I'm just trying to think where a space might be for a separate youth forum.
This is Heidi. Again, I'm not really dealing with this. It would be more the global stakeholder engagement team, and they've been in contact with Edmund and Giannis about this.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask Nora to just follow up again with Giannis on this.
Okay. That's
Cheryl
fine.
Here. Correct me if I'm wrong, Heidi, but my scuttlebutt, because I talk to people, you know me, is that at the Beijing meeting there probably wouldn't be an ability for ICANN itself in terms of its meetings planning to support the event, and so it would have to be an external or satellite event, which is fine, but I think if that isn't clear in our minds, it should be. Either that or a revolution needs to come. I'm looking at the chat, seeing Renalia and others think that, you know, this could be something that we could build on. Quite the opposite. I think this is something that we might have a tasting platter managed as a satellite event, and we'll have to build a better model some other time. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. I think the action item is basically we're leaving it to Giannis and Edmund to work. Heidi, you're going to provide a contact for them to work through a venue and a time.
No.
Well,
sorry. Just to clarify.
Just a contact for them.
Just to clarify, Nora, she's part of the Global Stakeholder Engagements. And she's been in touch with Giannis and Edmund about this issue. So I'm just going to follow up on moving this ahead in the way it can be. What my understanding is that there is no space within the venue for this. So as Cheryl mentioned, it would need to be a side event and an off-site venue.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay. Well, look, we'll leave that action item there. Moving right along, we've got next capacity building, and I know that Maureen is working very well with Janice, and I think that's completely taken care of at this stage. The next item was the policy roundtable, the multi-stakeholder policy roundtable, and what we have a list of that was circulated today is the people who have been confirmed. Now, there were, if you remember, two topics for the roundtable. The first was the new GTLDs and implications for the Asia-Australasia-Pacific region. One of the people confirmed is Peter Nettlefold, and there was a question if we sent them an invite, and the answer is no, but I'm going to see Peter on Thursday, as is Cheryl, so I think we can confirm that. He certainly said he had asked GAC if he could do it, and he's been told he can. So that's confirmed. The other...
Okay, or Renalia. Go ahead, Renalia.
Renalia?
Ali, can you hear me?
just very far away.
Okay. I just want to say that all the seats are confirmed now for both roundtables. The invitations have been sent and confirmation of participation has been received.
All of them, Rinalia?
Yes, all of them.
Oh, okay. So I will need to continue following up with them.
Yeah. Who did you not have confirmation from?
I don't have confirmations from the one that say, to at least no confirmations to me,
no,
numbers. If you see the list that I sent earlier, perhaps they confirm to you, but not to me.
Yeah. I'll have a look at it and then hear with.
Okay, just take a look at the list and let me know which, if I shouldn't continue following up with anyone. So I will not continue.
I will sort this one out and then I will let you know if somebody else needs pressure. But so far I think I'm okay with what we have. And if there is
okay.
any uncertainty in terms of unconfirmed speaker, I would drop them at this point in time.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay,
Rinalia. Thank you.
Thank you, yep, Rinalia. I think there's no more action item out of that. I think it's pretty well organized.
Sorry, Holly, one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
We need to have a preparatory call for the two roundtables. And it needs to be two separate calls instead of one because the topics are different and that needs to be scheduled. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tidy up the program and confirm the speakers on the list itself so that there's no confusion between us and staff so that we're all in sync. And then I'll get help from staff to actually send out the doodle for the call.
Excellent. That would be terrific. Thank you. The final was the showcase and reception. I've already spoken about the showcase, mentioning Maureen's latest email to update us all. There is still some issues which we've discussed already as to what facilities are available and how it's going to happen. I think we've all agreed that probably just talking 5 minutes on the ground on the day is going to be enough. From Maureen's last email, it looks as if it's pretty well organized. Now, Giannis, let me just read the chat. Giannis, I think this is a matter that you'd like to explore the possibility of staying at the venue instead of making it a side event. I think Heidi's point is at this stage, the venue is absolutely is full. So my suggestion is that you follow up with Nora, because my feeling from the schedule that's been released is just about every room is taken all day. So I think, Janice, you're going to have to follow up with Nora, and Heidi, if you just put her back in touch with Nora and kind of make sure that there's still some contact there. In terms of the youth forum, then, that's where we're up to. Now, is there any other item that we haven't done? We've got... Hong, are you comfortable at this stage with your meeting on the Thursday morning at 8?
The meeting... Oh, sure, of course. Thursday morning, 8 to 9:30 in the function room 5BC. Everyone is welcome. Yep. And I want to ask you, Holly, would it be available to meet us to say hello, give a welcoming address to these Chinese LSS?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
Send me an email and tell me to put it on. In fact, grab me in the room and drag me in.
I'll drag you in. Okay. Right. And just keep
me.
You'll probably... and Cheryl and all the old friends, you're very, very welcome. I just want to show this is not
a separate or
isolated a meeting for Chinese. This is open for everyone, and it has English interpretation, so there's no language barrier at all. And the program is now open on website.
Thank you, Hall.
That's terrific, and I will probably stay as long as I can, but there is an ALAC wrap-up session
right.
from 1911, so I'll probably have to leave after half an hour. All right. I can say an hour. Now, are there any other things that we need to talk about at this stage? Are the Heidi, is Lynn happy with the badges and so forth that we've been able to get?
Yes, this is Heidi. And so for the various promotional items, Lynn sent a note. So we have a banner. It's a beautiful red banner that we'll be bringing to Beijing. We have red pens with a silver imprint. The logo, there will be the at-large logo, and it will say AP Rallo, Celebrating Diversity. There will be 300 pens. We have the rosettes. You'll see that in the agenda. If you go to the agenda page, you can see what that looks like. Again, it's a rosette that says AP Rallo Celebrating Diversity. There'll be 150 of those, so that should be for everyone at the showcase. And there's also going to be, there'll be some business cards as well.
Fantastic. That's great.
Thank you. Cheryl here, because this will then finish off my requirement in item 3 of the agenda. There will not be fans.
Okay. Now, look, I think, Heidi, can you think of anything else, any details that we have not wrapped up? I know that we've still got some details to go with Maureen and the stakeholders meeting. I know that Yanis will have to follow up with Nora. Is there anything else that we need to talk about or settle between now and Beijing?
So we're looking at going through final checks. We've noticed some meetings have been left off the main ICANN agenda. So go sort all of that out. So the promotional items should be in. We'll be putting Stacey Holford with meeting staff in touch with Edmund and Pavan for the catering. If Maureen could be working with Gisela and another staff member named Susie Johnson, who will be in Beijing in place of Gisela. She'll be working directly on the logistics for the showcase. Besides that, I think everything is set. There'll be, once everyone's on the ground, we'll be working with Maureen and her team on ensuring all of the ALS materials are displayed properly and set up in advance of the showcase. Rinalia, we'll be working with you in order to ensure all the speakers are aware of what they're saying and the video links work, et cetera. But besides that, I think you've done very well. We're still 3 weeks off, and we're on a little bit ahead of track, I would say.
Good. Renalia, your hand is up. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Holly. I know quite a few people are having problems hearing me, so Holly, if you could summarize what I say after I say it, I think they would greatly appreciate that.
Okay.
I have a concern about how many of our ALSers will be in Beijing. And that's why I asked Holly about what percentage of our AP Rallo ALSers is now confirmed and sure to be in Beijing, because I want to know who falls under the problematic category. It has come to my attention that the ISOC Malaysia participation has a problem because the designated representative has fallen ill and is not able to go to Beijing, and it was just found recently, and now they're saying that no replacement is allowed because no official invitation letter exists or can be issued to the host country. And I think that's a really silly bureaucratic reason. And I think that we need to figure out ways to overcome this because we really want full participation from AP Rallo. I just wanted to put that on the table.
That's fine, thank you. Now, for those who didn't hear clearly, Vernalia has a concern particularly about how many ALSs will actually be in Beijing, and she's heard about the, I think it's the Malaysian Internet Society, and for some reason they were not invited. Now, Vernalia, could I ask you to work with Pavan, because he was the one who was sending out invitations, and find out what happened? He would be the one who's actually across
Lee,
all of that.
Sorry, Cheryl here. That's not the case. This is the letter of invitation from CNNIC, the host country.
Ooh.
And the host in country put a drop-dead date of 9th of March on their providing of those letters. And Renalia's point, if I may paraphrase her, is, okay, that's fine if you're going in under a business visa. But if you go in under a tourist visa, there is no such requirement. And I think what she is encouraging and what I would suggest, you might want to formally request Olivier also support, I certainly support, is that somebody from Malaysia ISOC and any other ALS that has a similar situation occur should simply do their best to get the ordinary visitor visa without all of this other stuff that the rest of us have gone through. The only concern if they do that on their own will be whether or not ICANN will have the good sense and intelligence to repay their costs, because they haven't done it as she was writ in their instructions.
Oh. Understand the problem. I think there's still an involved... Pavan was the one who sent out the invitations. So part of me says, I think we go back to Pavan, because if you have a tourist visa, do you nevertheless need an address in China? I don't know, because I got the business, because I...
I don't think that needs to go back to Pavan. I think that would be nothing wrong with going copy to Pavan. But this is a time-critical matter, and it really is constituency travel that has to be on board with this. And people have registered appropriately to attend the conference, that they have their letter from ICANN, and they have a hotel address, which I believe they have, that should suffice. At least it mightn't be much more than that.
Well,
sorry, that was Cheryl for the rest.
No, that's Cheryl. And I guess my question for... It's Heidi, but it's where do we go from here, because it is time critical, and... Who do we know who did get the letter, did not apply? Is there anybody other than Malaysia? Because we would want as many ALSs as possible, given that they have been invited.
This is Heidi. I mean, I can follow up with constituency travel, but again, as I've noted in the chat, seeing it kind of hard close of 9th of March. So that's, you know, coming up almost 2 weeks ago. This you've done better than all of the other railos that I can remember of getting almost 100% there. Again, if you do want to continue with this, then I would just suggest contacting Constituency Travel on this.
Now, Heidi, the question is, and let me paraphrase from Renalia. Even if you have a tourist visa, do you still require something that says, yes, I've been invited by ICANN, and this is my accommodation? I think you still have to have accommodation. And I think it's also, too, payment.
I actually know the process of applying for a tourist visa.
Sorry?
Holly, can you hear me?
Very, very faintly.
Okay. I will try to speak slowly and very loudly. To apply for a tourist visa to go to China, you do need an address, sort of like a contact person. And I think that we can figure this one out because we have friends in China. And I don't mean me. I mean our community. They don't need a letter of invitation. They just need to indicate this address, this person, and this phone number.
In which case, it really could be handled by ICANN constituency saying these people have this hotel address. Is that right? And Hong,
that's all they need. I think the point is, though, you know, because CT has already said no, this can't be done. If we encourage the Malaysian individual to go ahead and do this, you know, there is risk that will be at his own cost. And we want to make it not a problem.
I understand, Cheryl, but I'm wondering if and this is why I did go back to Heidi, if we have invited all of the ALFs, it means we expected to pay for them, and the difficulty then is not only having an address in Hong Kong, in China, but payments. Now, Hong, you have your hand up. Do you want to go ahead?
Oh, well, I have my hand up many times. It's just disappeared quickly. Weirdly, I have never applied for a Chinese visa. But to my experience, applying for a Malaysian visa, it seems the two countries has a reciprocal arrangement. I guess if it's a tourist visa, you provide the hotel booking, and that would be sufficient. So it seems looping back to the question whether the constituency travel has helped to make the hotel booking. And also the return air tickets, because those two things is basically required for tourist visa. If a Chinese is applying for a visa to Malaysia, it would take normally 2 weeks to proceed to process.
Okay, I think Renalia, the answer, which is what Heidi was suggesting, is we need to involve constituency travel. We need to have an address, and we need to have the other element that Hong mentioned is we need to have funding, but since the funding was already there for the ALSs, then I would think that the travel could just book. Now, Heidi, am I wrong on that?
Yeah, Holly, I'm sorry, this is Heidi. I just don't know the details, so I would just suggest that if you decide to move forward on this, that you work directly with constituency travel.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I think this is a matter for travel. Now, Renali, what do you want us to do?
I think that we need to have a hand as the Beijing Organizing Committee that for our ALSs to be present at this point in time, because we're talking about the 10%. And so we want some flexibility, and we want them there in whatever way, supported by ICANN. And if they can't get a business visa, then they should be allowed to go with a tourist visa. That's what I want.
Okay. Now, how are we going to do this? And I think what Heidi is saying is...
Sorry.
They need to go to ICANN. Constituency travel is where it would be arranged, is what you're saying, is what Heidi's saying.
I think what can happen is perhaps Heidi can facilitate our conversation with constituent travel.
And we also need to let whoever it is that is communicating with the 10% of our ALSs, and I don't know whether that's Pavan or Maureen, I'm assuming it's one or both, to let them know.
Well, Pavan is
that
the one.
If the, yeah, okay, Pavan. If, to let the this 10%
Pavan
know
the
that if they did not succeed.
Okay. But now you're
they
Pavan
didn't succeed
is the one.
In getting admission visa.
Okay. Well, I think we need to involve Pavan because he was the one who sent out all the invitations. He thought he had all the invitations.
Yes, I could reach out to the ALS and see if they are willing to send anyone else, and then see if the tourist visa is a viable option.
All right. Could you work
good
with and travel? Because Renalia's point is we wanted as many ALSs as possible. So could we leave it as an action item? I don't know who hasn't replied. I thought we had a very good response. Did we not? Anyone?
90%.
You're saying we had 80%. Okay. Pavan, I don't know who did not respond.
Oh, there are some
Holly
who
Cheryl
still haven't
here.
Responded.
I'm not so concerned. Sorry, Cheryl here. I'm not so concerned about those who haven't responded. That's just tough. It's in this particular case that Renalia is referring to, the ALS responded. The individual was through the process of his visa and everything else. He has now become ill. So this
okay.
is a very
right.
particular situation of an already compliant ALS now wishing to send a replacement person and Renalia asking for reasonable assistance in making that work, if at all possible.
That sounds perfectly sensible and fair to me. Pavan, could you help Renalia to facilitate a replacement person?
Yep, I can get in touch with that ALS and see if they're willing to send someone else, and then look at the tourist visa. I'll send an email, and then I'll put Renalia in the loop, and then we can just see how to move forward with that as soon as possible.
That would be very helpful.
Pavan,
could you also help with travel too to make sure? And Heidi has a hand up as well. Heidi.
Yeah, just Pavan and Renalia. I would suggest that before you do that, that you first contact Contingency Travel to see if this would even be possible. What the plans are.
Okay, sure thing. I'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
Now, Renalia, are you comfortable with those arrangements? Okay. The final action item then is, Renalia, please work with Pavan and with Heidi and with Constituency Travel, and we can sort this. Okay? And could people just keep me in the loop on this one too, please? So that I can follow through. Now, are there any other issues that we should deal with? Okay. Well, I will have to say we've all done... Yanis? Yanis, is there something further that we can do?
Yes, so just one last point, going back to you I was just trying to say that, I think we have, at the very beginning, we had talked about this youth sharing youth thing at very early, so I think, and actually because I think it would be worth to combine what we have done, the effort and incorporate it as one of the AP Rallo effort, and as we, it could be a reach out and also a capacity building for these ALS as well. So, but we can first take this offline, and we will follow up with Heidi and all these other, Cheryl and Renani about that.
I think you need to take it offline with both Heidi and, as Heidi has said, and as Cheryl has also said, and as I've also said, at the moment, the schedule is out, the rooms are full, so having another event that is not already scheduled is just not going to be a possibility. So it's going to have to be an event that is a side event, or it's going to have to work in with an event that's already scheduled. So I would suggest you have a very close look at what's on your screen, which is the Beijing event. And also work with Edmund, and it may be a side event as well. It's simply that at this late stage, as Hong knows, it's very hard to get a meeting room at this late stage because they're all booked. They're just they're all booked for, I think, weeks. So work with, I suppose, Heidi, work with Edmund, and at one stage we were thinking about, and Jack had already said he was incorporating young people in the Chinese section, the meeting that's being held on the Thursday, but you're now talking about another event. So I don't know how we're going to accommodate that in the current schedule, except it being a side event, but it would be very, very welcome to the event, and as Tom said, she would be very happy to work with you, and perhaps with Heidi and Edmund, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, thank you very much. And,
thanks,
Heidi. I don't think we need another meeting. Do we need another meeting? Does anybody think of any other issues that have not been resolved that we need to meet again for? Okay, this will be half an hour. It's almost an hour. Excellent. I would see everybody in Beijing. And we will wish Maureen a happy birthday, and we will all meet each other. And Heidi, you will also, there's some facilities and stuff planning that you need to work with Maureen about for the show change. And Manani, you've got a few action items on you. One is just to update Sylvia where we're up to with the stakeholders, because you've been getting the RFP changes. And also, Pavan, you have to work with Renalia and with Travel to work through replacement for the Malaysian person. Yes. So the action item. All I can say is, everybody, we've got 5 minutes spare. So thank you, everybody. And thank you, everybody, for your hard work. And if anybody would like to call another meeting, happy to do so. I just don't think we need another meeting at this stage. So I have to thank everybody for really hard work. And say see you in Beijing.
Thanks, Holly. And bye-bye. I think as long as we do, Cheryl here, as long as we do
find
the time to get there, that will be all we really need, in my view, anyway.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. Somebody talk.
I said, thank you, Holly, that it's Cheryl here. Yes, I think as long as we try to find time in Beijing to get together for some, like, particularly with staff, to do some logistics and last-minute, you know, agreements on this, that and the other, and hopefully that can be done as early on the Saturday or Sunday when people arrive as possible, I think we should be fine without any other meeting.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, and see you in Beijing. Thanks, bye-bye.
Safe travels, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Holly.